tell me about this diamond.
Well, Levon, it's an exceptional diamond. It's 2 billion years old, but in many respects, its journey is just beginning. It was mined and recovered earlier this year by the Diavik team, and because of its size at 187.7 carats, and the fact that it's gem quality, it really sets it as a very amazing stone, which will bring a lot of visibility to the Diavik business and the people that work there, the North, and the overall diamond industry.
Yes, I mean, Canada's diamond industry made quite an entry onto a world stage in the last 20 years. But this is really going to highlight it, isn't it?
I certainly believe it will. I mean, it's rare. We've had two stones recovered at 150, 151 carats back in our first year of mining in 2003. So it's taken us 12 years of mining and 97 million carats later before we recovered this exceptional stone at 188 carats and of high quality. So it's a rarity in itself, certainly an exceptional stone.
Who found it?
Well, a lot of people were involved in that process, from the underground mining teams, who are fully underground mine, through to on surface in processing, through to recovery, and then on to our product sorting facility where we clean and sort the stones in Yellowknife. So a lot of people were involved in finding this stone and bringing it to Antwerp for Rio Tinto Diamonds. And one person in recovery did notice the stone. He had that opportunity first off, and then from there we moved on to Yellowknife.
Do you remember what was your reaction when they told you they found a gem of this size?
At first, I was just a bit hesitant because I always like to wait until it's cleaned and see what the potential is. But just because of its size, it obviously excited me. That size and even the potential to be gem quality just set it apart from all others. It certainly excited me when I first heard of it, and then a few weeks later when it became reality that we really had something special.
Now, this diamond has two names. Tell me about the names that you've given them.
Okay, so we named it the Diavik Foxfire to take reference from a term that's used in Canadian folklore to describe the resemblance of the luminescent northern lights to the brush of foxtails in the sky. So that's the name that we've given it, but it was very important to us also for it to have a local name. So we approached the Tsleil-Waututh, one of our Aboriginal partners, and asked that the diamond be given a local name, and they suggested Noikwe, which means caribou crossing stone. So this recognizes the significance of the caribou to the Aboriginal peoples of the North. But it also recognizes the island on which Diavik is located and where the stone was found.
Now, tell me about the mine. How long has it been in operation already?
So we've been in operation 12 years. The first year of operation was in 2003 through open pit mining. It became an all underground mine in 2012. And we will continue on as all underground plus an open pit with a new A21 pipe coming online in 2018 to 2023, around that period.
So what happens with the mine after 2023?
Well, we will be. We always have hopes and dreams that we'll find something else. But if we do close 8 to 10 years from now, we will be one of the first modern mines to close in Canada. And we have a very strong legacy of being world-class in what we do and setting ourselves apart, and we plan to close the mine in that fashion.
I know that Diavik has a whole plan to prepare for mine closure. What's going to happen with the area? How can you explain that?
The area itself, I mean, the dikes that we've built, will be filled back in, and we'll bring the lake back to as much as possible the way it was before mining commenced in the Lac de Gras area. We'll cover the rock piles, et cetera, and bring back growth in those areas and all the infrastructure that's on the site. Everything that's on the site and on the land will be demobilized and brought off site.
Now, the mine is also a huge employer in the area. How many people are working there right now?
We have just over 1,000 people that work at Diavik, including contractors and BDMI employees.
And how many of them are Northerners and Aboriginals?
52% are Northerners, and we're proud just to keep that number at those levels and continue to increase a percent or two a year. And currently we have 25% that are Aboriginals. And once again, we strive to slowly keep increasing that number, a percent or two each and every year.
How many, in terms of the, you know, the carats, what's the output of the mine?
It's very consistent on this front. I mean, the last 4 to 5 years, our output has been between 6 and 7 million carats a year at 100%, so for both joint venture partners.
And what happens with those diamonds?
So the diamonds are shipped off site to our product spring facility in Yarmouth. There they're cleaned and they're sorted and split 60-40, 60% for Rio Tinto, who's the operator of the mine, the managing partner, and 40% for Dominion Diamond Corporation. Rio Tinto's stones are shipped to Antwerp, which is our headquarters for Rio Tinto Diamonds.
Now, this diamond that you just featured in London, do you have an idea what will happen with it?
Well, because of its size and its gem quality, we certainly speculate that it'll be one of the largest polished stones to ever come out of North America. We anticipate that there's potential for a 60 to 70 carat polished gem stone, most likely an emerald, but once again, I'm only speculating here because of its shape. Or another cutter may look at that and look at two pear-shaped diamonds that may come out of that and be 30, 35 carats each. So that's the range that we see, and of course what comes with that is just significant potential for a very large polished gem quality diamond.
I mean, forgive my curiosity, but how much is a rough diamond like that on the market?
Well, for business reasons, I can't comment on the pricing, but if you just think of that size of that stone and the fact that it is gem quality and the potential polished stone that may come out of that, you could start to think of some significant numbers.